This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Linda, thanks for coming back. And I liked your answer on this Butler County case that came down. Give me a sense of what's going on, how arcane some of these rules are. But you mentioned a Chester County case that's just been won, and it's something important, but it's also showing people how many days in a row do we go where Republicans in Pennsylvania and across the country are bringing these things up. They figured it out, and they're winning.
Absolutely, Dom. I don't know if Dan told you, I'm in Union Station. I was here in D.C. because I was preparing for oral argument in a case on non-citizens on Pennsylvania voter rolls. It's in the Third Circuit next week. So I'm calling you from Union Station. So if it's a little noisy, I really
apologize.
Oh, that's
okay. You know what? That's a big deal here. And is the idea is you're trying to get them to verify that illegal people will not be able to vote. Their policy, at least, is to dissuade that.
Yep, we had a great mock oral argument this morning to prepare, so we're going to argue that next week in Philadelphia, right after the debate, the day after the debate. And I did want to mention to you that I don't want my picture taken, your side question, next to you and Dan, because you two are so handsome. I would just look terrible next to the two of you.
Well, we were going to tell other women not to take the picture next to you, but here's the outrageous quote of the day. Mike Opelka tells Dan, well, that means he won't be taking a picture with me then. No, I don't think so. He can take a bunch of pictures.
Well, Opelka likes to stir things up. But, yeah. I did want to come on, even though I'm in the train station, because the voters have to understand that we're working on all these issues. The Chester County case, it was an open records case about transparency, about seeing the envelopes from the mail-in ballots, and that was a win. And the judge ordered, yes, we can see those envelopes, and the county shouldn't redact them. So I want voters to understand.
Let me slow you down there, Linda, before you get to the big point.
Sure.
Why in the world would Chester County want to redact the envelopes? What's their argument?
Well, I will tell you that, as people might know, we have what's called a right to know law in Pennsylvania, an open records law.
Right.
I fondly refer to it as the right not to know, because every time you ask for something, it comes back with all sorts of redactions and reasons
why they
can't give it to you. And then you have to go to the next level. And so that's just kind of commonplace. And it's incredibly, incredibly frustrating. But voters should know that's a win. That's a win for our side. And, you know, the Butler County case, as I said to you when you asked me about it earlier today, it's just another example of just the chaos from this election code. But the election code in Pennsylvania is a long-term problem. The short-term problem is getting voters out to vote, because we're going to win based on turnout. And that's what voters need to know.
Yes, without a doubt. And they should not feel, no matter what, you're a shining example. Michael Whatley is in there in the RNC because his specialty is integrity of elections. So it's not just the mail-in ballot. We're fighting a game and we're winning on this. And I will tell you, I would bet anything, Linda, and I think you would too, that the Democrats don't have anything like the Zuckerbucks this time around that we don't know of, and they're going to spring us on us. What they're going to do, though, is they're going to fight tooth and nail in Philadelphia, the usual tactics that are not transparent, and then you on election day will be going to war around that to try to have eyes on everything.
Right. Well, you know, I'm recruiting people at protectthevote.com. I already have the maximum amount of lawyers I'm allowed by law scheduled for election day. They're all scheduled. My schedule's all made for election day to observe the mail-in ballots. So I want your voters to know that. And last night I was on our webinar training voters on protectthevote.com. Rick Santorum, Senator Rick Santorum, he was our special guest. He introduced us, and voters asked questions. And some of the questions were about Governor Tweeter, or otherwise known as Governor Shapiro, who spends more time tweeting than governing the Commonwealth. They were asking about some of his tweets, and they felt that they were misleading. And I just assured them that, you know, we have people working on all this, and just don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Nothing update, because I know you and you know me on this, too. And we have a mutual. I think Joe of South Philly was at the Trump event in Harrisburg last night. So we still want to get to the bottom of who did this and were they resourced in any way to put up all those posters.
I am waiting for Al Schmidt to put on his fact-checking website, fact check, false. The Philadelphia Eagles did not endorse Kamala Harris. Like, where is that fact check? And you know, whoever did that, I don't know if they realized that the message would be, no, the Philadelphia Eagles do not endorse her, and they vehemently came out with it. So I think that backfired on them. I also want listeners to know we have Chairman Watley's coming to town on Monday with Pam Bondi. We have a Protect the Vote event in Montgomery County. If you go to my Twitter, I put the link on it to sign up to go and see Chairman Watley and Pam Bondi, and we're going to have a training. And if you go to that event page, you'll see that I have a special guest scheduled to introduce Chairman Watley. So I'm not going to say who it is, but I want everyone to go and sign up, and then you can see who it is.
All right, Dan, you got to go there right now. We got to see who that is.
Special guest, and we all know him very, very well. So that's what I'm going to leave you with. And I just need the voters to go to protectthevote.com, trumpforce47.com. I have so many interested patriots, but I always need more.
All righty. Thank you, Linda. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.